Cecil, do you think the policeman that we left up there on the statue, do you think he can get down?
I don't know and care less.
Cecil, it would be too bad if he had to stay up there.
I hope he has to stay up there so long that he'll be able to make a rope out of his long gray beard and climb down.
Oh, Cecil, he couldn't do that.
Why couldn't he?
Well, he couldn't. I just know he couldn't. Why, he'd starve to death first.
But one cop more or less isn't important.
You were afraid of him.
Oh, me afraid? Oh, I was not.
You were, too. When he climbed up there after you, you were nervous.
I was nervous because it was way up there, and I was afraid I'd fall. That's all.
I can always tell when you're nervous, Cecil.
You're too smart to live.
Well, I can. You always scratch the top of your head.
I do what?
You scratch your head when you get excited, because you're nervous.
It's because it itches, and that's all.
Why should you be afraid of a policeman? What can they do to you?
Would you like a list of the things they can do?
I'm not afraid of policemen.
I'm not either. Huh. Well, of course not.
Oh, aren't you, Cecil? I thought you were.
You did? Oh, why, of course I'm not.
You acted like you were, back there where we left the cop stranded.
Oh, no, I didn't. Didn't you hear the way I talked back to him?
Yes, but you didn't talk to him that way until you were sure he couldn't get down and catch us.
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference to me.
Oh, Cecil, wouldn't it? Well, let's go back there then and tell him what we think of him.
No. Let's beat it out of the park while we can.
You know what they say, Cecil?
No, I don't. What do they say? Who says it?
They say your sin will find you out.
Whose sin?
Anybody's sin.
Do you mean that cop will find us again someday and slap handcuffs on us?
Well, I guess maybe it wasn't right to go away and leave him up there.
Well, he'd have pinched me if I'd have helped him get down.
You know, Cecil, wait a minute.
Come on now, don't stop. We got to get out of here.
Well, Cecil, suppose that cop can't get down tonight and no one sees him.
Well, suppose he doesn't. It's his trouble.
But what will he do?
He can stay up there and talk to George Washington or the horse.
Cecil, suppose he has a family.
Who, the horse, George Washington, or the cop?
The cop, of course.
I wouldn't care if he had a family as big as the old woman in the shoe.
But, Cecil, think how they'll feel if he doesn't come home.
Yeah, and think how my aunt will feel if I don't come home.
What's to keep you from going home?
Well, that cop would if he got down. Now, come on, shake a leg.
Cecil, wait a minute. I don't think we're doing right.
You let me have the conscience for both of us. Come on now.
Cecil, he might have somebody at home that would worry.
That's nothing to me.
Somebody probably loves him.
Nobody loves a cop.
Oh, Cecil, of course they do.
Well, I don't.
Cecil, we have no right to go off and leave him up there. It's wrong.
That's my grief. I'll take the boy in.
It's a sin.
It's my sin.
And your sin will find you out, Cecil.
Ha, but not in this park. Come on, let's keep on going.
All right, but don't say I didn't tell you.
I won't.
Oh, I just know I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Well, neither would I if we went back there and helped him get down.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I've heard that the bunks in the jailhouses are very hard.
Oh, I just know I'll lie awake all night wondering about that poor cop stranded on top of George Washington's statue.
He'll get along all right.
He'll catch cold.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will. Cops are only human.
I didn't know it.
Oh, goodness. I don't feel right about this.
I wish you'd forget about it. I wish you'd worry about me instead of a perfect stranger.
Well, you're not up on top of a statue and can't get down.
I tell you, he'll get down all right.
Well, you know what I said, Cecil.
Yeah, you've said plenty.
I said that somebody said that your sin will find you out, and that if you do something wrong, you will get it in the neck sooner or later.
Oh, I see. And you never do anything wrong, do you?
Well, no.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
I guess you're an angel.
Not yet.
And you go around doing good deeds.
Well, I don't go around doing bad ones.
You do everything you're supposed to do, huh?
Sir.
Are you sure?
Sir, I'm sir.
Oh, you are.
Yes, I are. I mean, I am.
Well, do you know something?
I know it's our duty to go back there and rescue that officer. It's wrong not to, and I won't do anything wrong.
All right. Just get an earful of this, then. Do you remember the time I thought your uncle was a burglar and hit him over the head with a poker, and when he came to, what did you tell him?
Why, well, I told him he fell down and hit his head.
Was it your duty to tell him that?
Well, I was protecting you, and that shows how much you appreciate it.
Score one. Remember the time you helped me take some gas out of another car's tank when we were stalled late at night?
Well, what of it? We were just borrowing it.
We swiped it. That's what we did. That was a good deed, huh?
Well, it was your idea. And besides, I didn't help much.
Yeah, remember the time Sugar Pie climbed the telephone pole? It's against the law to call the fire department except for a fire. What did you do?
I don't remember.
Well, I do. You called them out to your house to get that darn old cat.
Maybe we could call the fire department to rescue the policeman, too.
And remember the day you broke your uncle's face and hit it?
Well, I didn't want to break his heart.
You mean you didn't want him to break your neck?
I don't like you, Cecil.
Never mind. Do you remember when your uncle asked you why you didn't call the girl next door and you told him you did and she wasn't home?
Well, I don't think she was home at that.
Well, you know what they call people that don't tell the truth.
Goodness, but you have a nasty memory, Cecil.
And I guess you've forgotten all about the time the streetcar conductor forgot to collect your fare, and you felt so good about it.
Well, it wasn't my fault he forgot.
Well, did you send a nickel in to the car company? Ha, I should say not.
Well, I will tomorrow. I just forgot about it, that's all.
And you always do what's right. Pardon me while I snicker. And of course, you don't know anything about the time you went to a movie with me when your uncle told you to stay at home while he was away.
Well, you asked me to, and you can't say you didn't.
I didn't say I didn't, but that doesn't make it right.
I don't think I want to talk to you, Mr. Cecil.
I don't want you to. All you have to do is listen for a while.
You have nothing more to say that I want to hear.
I don't doubt that either. Have you forgotten the day you went over into the front yard of the people next door when they weren't at home and picked some of their flowers?
Oh, a few old flowers. They didn't miss them.
Well, I noticed you made sure they weren't home first. And please remember that I wouldn't go with you either.
If you have anything else unpleasant to say, please say it.
Don't hurry me, Miss Never-Do-Wrong. I'll get around to it all.
I'll bet you've studied a memory course.
And by any chance, have you forgotten
Cecil.
The time that...
Wait a minute.
What do you want?
I think we'd better hurry and get out of this old park before someone helps that old cop to get down and chase us. I don't think it's my duty to help him, and if it is, well, I don't think it is. You know what they say, help yourself or no one else will or something. I've forgotten just what it was.